This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, if you're listening to that, then you know it's time for the Trim Healthy Podcast, and we are so back, and we are so going to be honest with you.
And I'm so zipping my lips because I realized Pearl pointed out to me that I talk about your costume every time we start the party, and I'm zipping it. I am, even though we're coming.
No, you're saying you're doing it now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to describe it. I'm not describing the floral prints at all.
She can't help it.
She actually liked that today my shirt has a little floral purple in it to match my purple shorts.
I know, but you got the Runner's World sneakers on. You know? It's
and hilarious. The shorts are a tad short. I'm just saying. They look like they've been cut by Danny too.
No, these haven't actually been cut.
Well, no. They look cut. Well, look, no. Oh, Jalen's taking a photo of him. All I'm saying is I never notice what Danny wears until Serene points it out, and then I look over and it's like, yeah, it is. It's
I notice odd
in Danny's
wears.
Style, but Danny's got Danny's his own man.
Not that I and I don't notice what I wear.
Serene wears the same clothes every day. Let's start this topic because you know what? I thought it'd be really fun. No, I didn't think it would be fun. Actually, I just thought it might be needful,
but it's not going to be necessarily like giving you wisdom.
Yes,
this
it
is not
could
a
be.
Podcast of wisdom.
This is a podcast of truth.
The podcast that we're in the same ocean as you.
Yeah.
We're the fishy swimming around with you, making do. That rhymes.
So we're going to all say today exactly what we ate yesterday. We're not allowed to pretend. We're not allowed to be like authors of Trim Healthy Mama and pretend we're perfect.
Pearl did not tell me to eat right because we're going to talk about this. She told me 2 minutes ago we're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Danny, you have to say what you had. Yeah. I'm going to say what I had to show you guys.
And that- where you ate it.
Yeah, that we're our lives are just as crazy as yours, that sometimes we're not perfect and that's okay, but we are all on this health journey and confessing that we're doing this in a fabulous way.
Yeah.
I mean,
and one day a little odd doesn't wreck the full week.
No, odd days happen. Year. Let's just call them odd days. So who wants to start? Can I? Since it was my idea.
Please do.
Okay, so yesterday I wouldn't call it odd.
You're looking a bit like a teenager too. You've got ripped jeans over your knees.
Ripped jeans are all in fashion, but I brought these 3 years ago before
they
were fashionable.
Are they?
Yeah, you wouldn't
know.
Is
that from all that hardwood floor installation?
I would not know.
Yeah. But, okay, so I'm going to tell you my day. It wasn't like terribly odd, but it was not perfect. But I don't hate. I don't like feel shame
for it. And I want you to say every single snack, every single little tiny pick of something too.
Okay.
Like, not like our dad who says, this is my first piece of bread all day and it's his 20th.
Yeah. He doesn't.
But he's not lying. He's just not aware.
Yeah. But I am aware of what I eat. Okay. So, yesterday I got up and after making my husband breakfast and the children, I made myself a breakfast and it was an S, but it was a light S. I did an omelet. I whisked one egg with some egg whites. I poured a whole bunch of egg whites in because I was sort of hungry by that time. It was almost 9 o'clock. And I knew I was going for a coffee tasting with Serene at for a meeting, so I didn't have coffee with it because I didn't want to be too jittery, you know. So I put in this omelet, had a heap of egg whites. I had one egg, I seasoned it up, and then I put some cheese in it. But I thought, that's okay because I'm not doing like 3 eggs plus cheese. I've got a balanced meal here. It's an S, but it's not too heavy. It was delicious.
And you don't mind having a heavy. You go to Shoney's on the weekend
and
have a heavy.
Oh, I have me some heavies. Of course, but you know, I was just thinking through it. When I think through it, I usually don't do heavy.
Yeah,
but heavy is a part of my life for sure.
Praise you, Pearl.
Thank you.
So, what's wrong with that meal?
Nothing. It's excellent. I started off great.
Danny. Oh, I see. This is the beginning.
I'm telling you everything in my
the
day.
The genesis, if and you
and it wasn't
will.
Really.
Where did
awful.
You eat it? And what were you doing?
Oh,
this is part
oh,
of the fun.
Oh no.
This
will have
part
to be
of
true.
The declaration.
Actually, it's not too bad. You know, we've done the whole podcast.
As long as you weren't on the toilet.
I don't. I that's one rule. I don't eat on the toilet.
Same with me.
Yeah,
you is always, that rule, Danny?
Yeah, it's just one door is open at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
like a revolving door.
No. You know, one thing comes in and goes out.
Yeah,
that's enough, eh?
Hey, that's enough. Because they're eating their breakfast right now, as they're listening. You know, oftentimes we did that podcast. It was one of the store podcasts on try not to eat as you're on the computer or doing this. I keep that in the back of my brain, but I want to admit that I'm always not always perfect at that, but I'm getting better. But yesterday I went out to my back porch because my house was quiet And I took my omelet out there and I actually did some Bible reading while I was reading it. And I felt like, hey, I'm getting fed by the word and fed by
food. No, I do Bible reading while eating because I feel like that's just that's a the good
outweighs. And I read slowly when I read the Bible and I don't like, I'm not like on the email, answering emails and taking short cortisol breaths or I got to get this done. I feel like I was just in, so I'm really proud of that morning. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Got fed mind, body and soul. Okay, then I went to our offices and met Serene there and met other members of the team where we were testing some roasts of our new Guatemala coffee, which absolutely rocks. Oh my goodness.
Oh.
So Serene and I started drinking coffee. And figuring out which roast we like best. And that meant quite a bit of coffee, did it not, Siri?
It did.
We got revved.
You had to sip on coffee for like
an
hour.
Oh, my goodness. It was a really fun time. And then someone came up with this drink. Actually, one of these guys, Basil, that works
Sweet
for us.
Sweet home Guatemala.
He came up with this drink. He presented it to us. It's just the most amazing drink that we're going to bottle. It's our coffee with... He creamed it up somehow. It was all on plan. Then he put our pecan caramel extract in it, a little
snap.
Bit of gentle sweet. It was, I mean, we tested it with everyone in the room. It's like the best drink
I've
ever had.
And I hate sweet coffee.
Serene
but
can't
I was
do
like
sweet.
Singing the Hallelujah chorus.
So, and you're considering having this as its own, like a cold
sweet
brew?
Sweet home
something?
Guatemala.
Yeah.
What do you think? Cold brew or
don't
like
you love
something?
My song? Yeah. Pips.
Oh, you're talking cold brew now. See, that brought me back into the coffee game.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But this was so stinking good. So then we got revved up on that. Okay, so then directly after that, I had to go to another meeting about almost an hour away in town. Serene never goes to these meetings in town, by the way. It was meeting with like...
Just the Sweet Home Guatemala ones.
Yeah. Mm. And so we met at a restaurant with all these financial peeps, you know, that want to be involved in Trim Healthy Mama. And I don't even like going to those, but my husband dragged me along. And we had our daughter with us, Meadow.
Yeah, I'm upset hearing about it.
Autumn, sorry.
We went to Wild Ginger.
Her name was Autumn.
Good no, that's a, Autumn, that's not sorry. Upsetting. That's happy.
That's good. Have you been there?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful restaurant. Has a lot of Asian foods, but it's so fresh. Really,
oh,
John,
yeah.
You were the first person that took me to Wild Ginger. I've been about... That was your interview, Leslie, where we first interviewed you for the job. So there, I had what I always get there now. I had grilled blackened salmon.
Oh,
so yum. Amazing.
You did great twice. This
Hold
is a good...
on, I know. And I had it with a salad. It was strawberry pecan goat cheese salad, but I go low on the pecans because they do have a little dusting of sweet, but I still want a few because I'm Pearl. Yeah. And then I had go higher on the goat cheese.
Yeah, we're over here like, let's hear the failure.
No, it's so fantastic. But people are going to think I'm the bad. People are going to think I'm the drive-through suit.
You didn't eat Doritos,
no,
I know that.
I'll win.
No, okay. So then now I'm in Franklin. Now I have to do some shopping, right? And so hours go past. So we run into Whole Foods. So I buy some whole wheat sourdough bread there. Are people really wanting to listen to these details? You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Reality show.
I feel like
on the
all of this, my whole speech is one long rabbit trail, but I'm just going to go through it all.
Yeah, but you're only 8 minutes.
So go there and I think to myself, oh my goodness, I love this bread. I'm going to have some when I get home as a crossover. But then I think I'm heart starving now. So I get a Greek yogurt, a full fat one, plain.
Yes.
I get a couple of stevia packets and on the car and the drive and the way home, my husband's driving, I eat it for my protein. Then when I get home, I have a salted caramel oolong plus 2 pieces of the whole wheat sourdough bread with
that
butter.
That was within 3 hours. It was a good crossover.
It was
right there.
A really big crossover because I was hungry.
Oh, that's good on you, mate. This afternoon snack, that ain't nothing. Keep going.
Yeah. It was a good crossover. I have crossovers. I'm at Galway and I never feel shame for them.
No, neither do I.
So then supper comes. Now, this is where I do go a bit off the perfection route. My snack ended sort of late, and so it was a good 5 o'clock.
It's not where you usually go off the perfection. It's what yesterday.
Yesterday was a, I wouldn't call it a perfect day. It
no,
started
but what
perfect,
I'm saying is supper is not where you usually go off.
No,
perfection.
Supper's
it's just
usually
yesterday
easy for
where
me.
You went off the route.
Well, it was just my whole timing thing. I finished my snack at like 5.
Yeah, that.
And
puts
then
you off.
We had a family event last night celebrating Arden's finished
yes,
cancer
we
victory.
Do.
And so that was going to be dessert and like get together family and let's all praise God, right? So I knew that I had to eat. I was going to eat dessert then. I knew I had to have supper before I left. So I finished my snack at 5, which was a crossover, and had my dinner at 6.
Good on you, mate.
I wasn't even very hungry for it. I had chicken on top of a salad with ranch dressing mixed with hot sauce and some cheese. So that actually was a crossover too because it was mixing with my crossover snack.
Good on you, mate. Keep it up.
I go to the gathering. I see Serene. I see all the fam and friends on the hilltop. What time did we eat that dessert, Serene?
Oh, it's probably a good 9. Oh,
so I got a good 3 hours
in. Yeah, you did.
I reckon.
Yeah, it was easy 9.
So there were a whole bunch of Trim Healthy Mama and non-Trim Healthy Mama desserts.
Mainly Trim Healthy Mama.
Mainly.
There's probably one that wasn't.
I went and steered for this cheesecake with cream on top. It was totally Trim Healthy Mama that someone had made and bought.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was amazing, and I really indulged. I don't usually have a lot of cheesecakey things.
It had like a – it was like a pecan – salted crust and then whipped cream.
I had a lot, people. I don't usually do a lot of heaviest desserts. They're not part of my mainstay. They are part of my treats.
We were celebrating.
We were celebrating. I went and had a large piece and I went back for another.
Good for you.
This is your great sin, is you went back for another.
It was very heavy, Danny.
Well, for little precious Pearl, she's petite in the bone structure. Yeah. And you know, she eats way less than I do. And so I'm proud of her that going back for another is quite a thing.
I know, but I'm saying, and I probably represent a lot of listeners. I heard in my head one perfect meal after another. And then in the end, we had a second piece of cheesecake.
No, Pearl, in my head, it's like you're eating at 5 and then you're eating again at 6 and then you're going for double pieces. Nah, that was off the track. I agree. She like ate
usually
a meal.
If I'm having a heaviest, I'll have one piece probably. I'm not doing two. That was two large pieces, and it was because it tasted so good and it'd been 3 hours since I ate.
And she wasn't even hungry for dinner and she ate it anyway just because.
Y'all better put your seatbelt on for my story then.
Well, listen to mine. Mine was just Jew gaggers.
There you go. But all I want to say about this is I did not wake up with shame this morning that I ate two huge pieces of that. Yeah. Today all I did, got back right on. I had a deepest breakfast, and then for lunch I had my awesome, incredible 95 calorie soup, which is a fuel pull, and I'm just back on. It's what I do.
Yeah.
Not that I was even off, but I like to balance my meals. If I have heavy, the next day I'm having something light.
We are bringing wisdom. Listen to this.
There you go, Serene. Your turn.
Okay. Our family on the hilltop, that means all extendeds. And they're
it's like
rats,
90 people or
and
something.
They're lizards and everything.
Like 40
is packing
animals.
Up and going to Florida.
We're going to Florida
okay.
next week.
You taking your wool?
So what does the Allisons do? The wool minimalist? Totes I am.
Yeah.
But what do the Allisons do when we're packing up to go to Florida?
Well, I know what
let
they
me
do.
First say that my children have been packing for Florida for a year. So every time they go to Give Me a Five, which is our like half price cool store, they're bringing home plastic bags full of trailer trash to take down to Florida.
Mine too.
Headphones,
Florida. Oh, totes.
Yeah.
So imagine
new
all of that
cases.
Stuff. That's a whole It's a whole house worth of junk.
When you've got 14 children and they're bringing home stuff every week.
My husband's nickname is called Push. His nickname is Push because he loves to multitask and he can do a billion big projects at once and thrive.
Yeah, it's his happy place.
So he decides, oh, okay, so we're going to be packing for Florida. That means all of this junk and stuff. And it's like carloads and truckloads and boats. He even brought like
a boat
that was cheaper than a four-wheeler. So I don't know how floatable it is, okay?
Yeah,
and
he's
like taking us out in the big wild stormy waves.
You're going to try this out?
Totes.
He's never sailed
before. He doesn't
before.
Know if it's
seaworthy.
We don't even know if it floats.
Sailboat. A little sailboat's hard, by the way.
No, it's a little sailboat.
No, it's a big sailboat.
No, it's not little. Danny. It's little.
It's as long as you are, Danny.
As ships go, it's little, but as like little catamaran sailboat.
It's like 12 foot. No, probably 18 foot.
Yeah, it's a proper boat.
Okay,
it's a proper boat. Okay, but this is the deal. We're going to be stuffing that with junk too. So the Florida pack is normally huge. Everything but the kitchen sink is going because we've got half camping, half staying in like a Pearl kind of hotel because I've turned to her side now.
Yeah.
I convinced
her. It's nice to have a little toilet paper.
Yes, it does. So anyway, so my husband says, right, this is the perfect time. We're going to take everything out of every drawer.
Right.
We are going
spring
to take
clean?
A big spring clean because we're going to bomb the cockroaches.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to bomb them while we are gone.
While you're
Trim
gone,
Healthy World. Your author, Serene, with her perfect life, has cockroaches.
You don't want me to mention Pearl's cockroach issue, right?
I don't have any.
That's what the fire purified.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't have no cockroaches.
Okay, but anyway, so we've already taken dominion over those cockroaches and we count them gone. They're as good as dead anyway. But I tell you what, we're bombing them too. Going to do it all in the natural as well.
Yeah.
So we are bombing the people. So right now, my husband is just throwing things over his head. Everything's just being flung like frisbees. To come over here, I was like, My heart was pounding. I was doing mental gymnastics because of the stress of it all.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be okay. This is good. This is really fun. This is the way we're going to get rid of cockroaches. So my food has been interesting because everything is out of drawers. I go to get a knife. It's gone. I go to get the butter. It's gone.
So you've
everything.
Been rigging your
we're
meals?
Throwing out our fridges. We have two fridges that all go into the trash. Why? Because we think
that's
it's cockroach
spring
nest.
Clean. Yeah, they are.
How do they get
they
in
get
your
behind
fridge?
The fridges.
The
they
electricity,
love the electrical.
They love it. The warmth or something. I don't know. All of our appliances are being hiffed.
Okay, but I thought I was rabbit trailing and you are majorly.
Okay, well, I had to explain why I ate so bad because normally I'm the one that goes to get the bouquet of kale from the garden.
But I can also appreciate the man brain when it's like, okay, we have to pack and be gone by the morning for vacation. Yeah. It's time to re-roof the house.
No, that's totally true.
Yeah.
Before we went to China, last time we went to China, he was conching chocolate for like trying to test out how we were going to do our Trim Healthy chocolate. And he brought a chocolate machine. He never learned how to make chocolate. He doesn't know even how to use the machine. And he's conching 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was a machine that was kind of broken. So it didn't have the temperature and thermometer properly. So
I remember tasting some of that on the way to the airport. It was awful.
More than it should have taken. And he was up. He went to bed for 5 minutes that night before the big China trip. But he decided the night before, oh, let me try some chocolate.
Yeah, he always decides the night before. Okay, so say your day.
Yesterday morning, I get up and I have a matching in.
Okay.
While nursing baby and we're all just having fun talking, a big large family in the living room and babies are screaming and it's all fun. We like to get up and we all just talk and hang in the lounge. But then I realize, ooh, freak out, I've got to meet Pearl at 9:30.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to drive myself there. That means...
Yeah, because usually I drive you everywhere.
Yeah. So that's big time. Because I don't usually drive. It's either Pearl or my children or my husband. So, and I have to locate the car seat. Which car was it? In Pearl's car? Was it whatever? So I'm starting to freak out. So it's like no time even for breakfast. But I want breakfast. So I tell my cherish, if you've watched the video, she made me huevos de salsa.
Oh, well, that's on our membership site. It's a great recipe.
Oh, it's yummy.
So explain it. Cause
it didn't have kale in it, this one.
Not
this
everyone
wasn't
has seen
de
that
tribal
video.
De kale de
not
salsa.
Everyone's seen that video. So explain it real quick.
Okay, well, this is just the plain Jane version. Mm-hmm. It was just 3 eggs.
Yep.
Normally, I have 2 because I have it with kale. But it was 3 eggs and with red African palm oil, nutritional yeast, a little salsa in it, a little mineral salt and a black pepper. And she just sautés it up. Mm, delicious. Amazing. So I eat that while driving in the car while you're texting me.
You're late. I have to leave by 10:30.
I was.
Are you going to be here at all? Blah, blah.
My phone's blowing up by Pearl while I'm eating and driving and consoling baby.
Don't do that at home, people.
Yeah. So I take like one breath before I enter into the office and then Pearl and I are like flying high in Sweet Home Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home and it's about – because you can't get out of that office.
You can't.
It's just a whole big family of fun people, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of talking, a lot of hugs, a lot of fun. I get home and it's kind of like lunch, but I'm still flying high on coffee. I don't know what to do with the energy. Sam hasn't come home yet and decided to gut the house.
Oh.
So I'm like, what am I going to do with this energy? So but I think it's lunchtime too, but I can hardly sit. I've got so much energy.
We did drink a lot of the coffee.
So I'm thinking Florida. So I'm in the food processor. I think, well, I've got to have bars for the way down. So I throw in some whey protein, some collagen, some heaps of cinnamon, heaps of mineral salt, some coconut, heaps of coconut, heaps, a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of unsweetened almond milk, gentle sweet, our coconut extract, our caramel extract. And then I throw in, I don't know.
You made bars on the fly.
Fly.
Yeah.
And then I don't even – I'm hungry at this point.
Were they
point.
Delish?
So I just throw crumbles of it. I haven't even formed them into my bars. I just stick my fist into the food processor, throw it up. And then I said I've still got too much energy, so I run upstairs to work out because I usually like to work out before I do anything. Yeah. But we
hold
had
on,
to
was that your lunch? Fistfuls of crumbled bar?
Yes.
Fistfuls,
oh, hold on. And then my daughter is baking. I already made it. I made the mix. But my daughter is baking – 57 trays of granola.
Oh, hear me. When I went to Serene's house, not yesterday, the day before, her whole kitchen, I can't believe Sam is choosing this time to spring clean the house and throw everything out because your whole kitchen, every spare room is these huge trays of granola. She had about 12 mega trays of granola and that was Joni just
that's
starting.
The trays that you like you go and you do the weddings, you know, people that do the catering
Is this commercial size because
we're going to Florida.
Oh, and it's Serene for the whole family. Food.
I right. won't make eat out. How can you eat out with a billion children?
I'm going to be eating out. That's our difference. You see, she has to make all
and
the
I
food.
Don't, and yeah. to have a holiday Time. For me, I don't want to be making omelets every morning for everybody. They can just stick their bowl into a big, huge 5-gallon tub.
Dip the bowl.
Dip the bowl.
yeah.
Anyway, and so but then I come home and after the fistfuls, I just start picking all the nuts out of the granola.
yeah. yeah.
Like all the treasures.
yeah.
So I'm just holding the baby and I'm trying
but
to
But you kept it to S? You didn't do like the raisins that you put in there for your kids?
No, just nuts.
Oh, that'd be hard kept to stop it to S. Me.
And then I think to myself, I got to work out now extra because of all these nuts. So I run up and work out. my eldest daughter holds the bubby. She's
got
asleep.
To earn it.
And then I come home and then Sam's like, okay, we're gutting the house. Okay, so we're gutting the house. I put the baby in the backpack. I'm gutting. It gets to dinner time and I had planned to make soup for everybody, but no, there's nothing in the cupboards anymore. It's all downhill from there. And so children are just grabbing hunks of cheese for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
That like grabbing, oh, mum, can I have a rip of lettuce? Yeah. Like it's that bad.
Let me
you know?
Get a rip of lettuce.
And so I don't even get a chance to, no. It gets to be about 3 o'clock. It's been 3 hours since my chow down all those little bits. What do I do? I'm like, I want a salad. I really do. And I want to put tuna in and I want to have it. But no, I can't. Everything's psycho. So I grab fistfuls of the dough, the bar dough again.
Oh, again.
Fistfuls of bar dough. Don't even sit down. I actually haven't sat down to eat one meal.
Yeah.
In this the is car. Against all our principles.
Yeah.
It's but all life crazy. Happens.
And then it comes to dinner time. 6 o'clock, it's dinner time. Children are just grabbing like stuff, like little handfuls of granola they found in the corner of the kitchen. Yeah. I don't know. Like
can,
this is
can they
nothing
go in the
going.
Fridge and grab? If
like, oh yeah,
but
yeah.
he's pulled. Yeah. You pulled out everything.
But
the
I
fridge.
Pulled everything out. I'm throwing the fridges everywhere. Out. Everything's everywhere.
Yeah.
What do I have for dinner? Fistfuls of bardo.
Fistfuls of bardo.
I've had my year of collagen right, and all of this.
That's so funny.
It was delicious, actually. It's salted cinnamon.
Oh, is that a new recipe?
Yes,
come
I want.
On.
We need to come out with this.
Do
I'm
you
telling
have one
you.
For me? Did you bring one?
It's at home.
Man, I wish you brought some bardo.
I haven't even formed it into bars yet. It's just like cookie dough,
it's
a bag
still there.
Of cookie. I threw it into a Ziploc and that's it. I'm not even going
to
form it.
We need
it.
To send a runner.
It's so, I know, it's so good.
I want it right
then
now.
Then I went Les. To the praise thank you God night for my son's healing. And it was so exciting.
Oh,
and
you
amazing.
Were so perfect there. I was chowing down
no,
on the cream cheese
know
and you were being
how
like
many
a
calories
Spartan?
You can fit into a bar.
Yeah.
And when you're only eating that for dinner, snack and lunch. Oh, I forgot. No, for afternoon tea with the afternoon tea that's Australia for like 3 o'clock. With that bar dough, I had a bit of yuck yum that I found when I was cleaning out the fridge.
Your yuck yum smoothie, yeah. Okay.
So I was really full.
Did you have any dessert at the place where
yes.
you were?
Yes, I had little, like a cup, a little bite of that cream keto, cream cheese, whatever. Little bite, but I was too full. And then I had a little bite of something else, but I was too full. Esther's yummy cake, but I was too full. And then I got home and I fed her and I got hungry, but good. I wasn't with the yummy cakes, so I ate fistfuls of bar dough.
Oh, good. Oh, she ended
at
with
midnight.
More fistfuls.
At midnight.
Okay, so.
And I felt so guilty that I went and brushed my teeth 10 times.
That's
like,
weird.
Brush you know, your teeth.
Well, it was like it was some, getting rid of it.
No, you didn't really brush your
oh,
teeth
you were,
10 times.
Oh, you were cleansing?
I brushed it with charcoal, though. Like I did my
not
good
10
teeth.
10 times.
With, no, but for a good, like normally I'd brush my teeth for 1 minute. This was a good 5 minute brush.
You were
that's
obsessive.
A little weird.
No, it wasn't in a psycho way. It was just like, I don't want to go to bed with this kind of
it was like a
bar, like coconut stuck between the teeth. Hmm. It's that bad.
Oh, it wasn't it was like an emotional purge?
No, it was just like, you dummy, it's 12 o'clock at night. You should have just
ooh,
like
I don't like
been
the
normal.
Self-talk either.
Oh, I had a bit of it. Sorry, I'm human. I'm just saying.
That's yeah, the- so, and we've had potty after potty about this. So
I know.
What do you want to say to yourself
no,
about
I went
that?
To bed saying, oh, no, that's okay. No condemnation to those in Christ, especially not over food, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I went
so
to
you,
bed very relaxed.
You took down those higher imaginations
oh, I took
in your brain.
But while I was brushing my teeth, I had some imaginations.
Yeah, so it happens to the best of us. Yeah. Even you, Serene here, who you preach, what's the shame in your head for? Get rid of it. You were more than a conqueror.
It came, but I didn't feel guilty for the shame because it was there and then I tore it down and went to bed in peace.
There you go.
I woke up not to purge.
No.
I woke up to eat a big huevos de salsa because I can't do my garden kale and all that because everything was everywhere. I didn't even have a knife to cut and everything. So I had to like look through. Oh, I was going to get in a bad mood and I really didn't. I could have because I had to go through to the bottom of all these Tupperware boxes to find the palm oil and find the nutritional yeast and find everything. It took 2 hours to unpack things just to make the huevos.
To make your breakfast.
And then I had a matcha nin. That was the morning. Matching in a huevos. And then guess what I had?
What's huevos? You're talking about
fistfuls of barjo. I made, because I already eaten most of it, I had to make another batch for the trip.
Oh, that's funny.
So I had fistfuls of barjo for lunch.
There's something to be learned from your day too. My day, there was something to be learned. But your day was, we're all going to have the thoughts. The oppressive thoughts. They're not, they come less and less, I think, as you train your mind.
Yeah.
But they're going to come. Mm-hmm. And then you gird up the loins of your mind and you don't go to bed with it.
No, I didn't. I didn't take it to bed.
You don't let your eyes shut if all the depressive, negative, I can't, I messed up thoughts are still there.
Yeah.
You only go to bed once you have established in your head, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and I start tomorrow afresh.
Yeah.
He has equipped me. I can do this.
Yes. And my one big thing too is, like I said, no condemnation. Like in Christ, like sins are past. Like things. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm blowing myself up over food. That's petty. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to allow it. Exactly. Not over food.
No.
That's the fuel to fuel a happy life.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Okay, Dan.
Well, now it's time to scream downhill. Really? And see what real failure looks like.
Oh.
No, just kidding. I don't connect it that way. Food for me is so fuel only.
Mm-hmm.
But
you see, I don't like what you're saying. I don't like fuel only.
You enjoy food. I've
food is delicious.
Like, no, I do. I
celebrate food.
I do. I celebrate it. But it's
you see
in
how
terms
he's
of
his Gouda here. He celebrates.
That's true. Yes, but on my daily grind,
emotions aren't involved.
Yeah, I'm very emotionally unattached from food, and I don't, and I'm just, this is honesty podcast,
yeah,
right?
True.
I don't enjoy preparing and getting all the little ingredients and what shall I top my salad with? You know, I don't, it's just like, oh my gosh, if I could reach into a bag of spinach, put it in my mouth, and then throw like raisins in my mouth on top of it, and then some vinaigrette dressing, and a shot of vinaigrette dressing, and head out the door, that would please me deeply. In fact, when Serene was talking about, you know, she made her bars, but instead of actually cook the bars, she just starts ripping dough down. Well, what I've done is, and I almost did a video on this, smoothie in the mouth.
Yeah.
Is where I take a swig of kefir, eat a spoonful of peanut butter. This is the hard one because a big scoop of that protein powder just, I will say I've tried a half. I tried to get half done, so I'll
You've
open
done
my
that.
Mouth like a I'll tilt my head back and open my mouth like a bowl, and I'll hold it open while a kefir goes in, and then I'll take and pour protein powder on top of it.
And your mouth's the blender.
Like a psycho, yeah.
And then it sticks all around
That's
your teeth.
Gross.
Like
it's
you look
bad.
Like you've got plaque globules.
I tried it. I tried it once,
I'm
and
glad
it doesn't
you didn't
work out.
Do the smoothie.
No, I
mean,
do the
video.
Work.
I'm glad
I do
you
the work
didn't.
To make the smoothie.
Yeah.
But to me, that's. It's a memorized thing, and I can throw it all together, and it's done every time. But to think about an alternative meal other than smoothies or eggs over toast, it's just for me.
So what was your day yesterday?
So,
but Mrs. Valdez has your dins.
Usually
you now she, yeah, that, then there's no issues. But when it's up to me, I...
What was yesterday? I don't want to hear about your philosophy on your eating
right now.
I want to really covering up.
I want to hear what you ate yesterday.
This is what I ate yesterday, and it really brings out a question I've been wanting to ask you.
Okay.
Because it has to do with using Trim Healthy Mama products to rig meals. And here's what I mean by that. I have been known to pour a bowl of cornflakes, Kellogg's cornflakes, into a bowl, and then coat it with collagen and Gentle Sweet.
And then you think you're trim healthy mammarine because of the prods?
No, I don't. What I'm doing is I'm going, I know what you are, cornflakes. However,
I will make you better.
Where's my protein? No, because you guys taught me to say, where's my protein?
Hey, I was better than doing without it.
Where was that what you ate yesterday for breakfast?
For breakfast, I had cornflakes coated in like lots of collagen.
And what sort of milk did you use, Fair Danny?
Just whole milk.
Yeah, it really did go downhill.
So what is that? What does that mean? What did I do?
It's not on plan.
It's poison coated with
some great collagen.
Yeah, some great
really
collagen.
Awesome collagen. You got some really awesome protein in there, Danny. Let's talk about cereal. You did ask me a question about a week ago. What cereal can I have? And I'm like, if you love cereal, go buy a sprouted whole grain cereal.
Ezekiel has a cereal. It's really
yummy.
Yeah,
there's some in health and grocery stores.
Oh, and can I say one thing just to interrupt because you introduced this to me, Pearl, and just in case you've forgotten about it because it's been years since you've probably had it. It's not like your healthy sprouted, but it can be okay. The Uncle Sam's from Walmart.
Uncle Sam's
Uncle
it's cheap.
Sam's, I've seen it.
You see, and because it's... It doesn't have a whole bunch of. You look at what cornflakes are. They're devitalized.
First of all, it's GMO. Uncle Sam's
is like bran
it's
and flax.
Empty carbs that
carb
actually
flakes.
Do your body harm.
They're harmful.
They're harmful.
Okay, and most cereals are. Aren't they?
Most cereals are, but you can find some. And so, if you want to do a cereal breakfast, at least you're getting your protein, Danny. Find one like an Uncle Sam's or a Sprouted. Put some GenoSweet on if it's not sweet enough, and your collagen on your way. Great.
Because for me, the concept of cereal is beautiful. I love
it's easy.
Instant. It's instant. It's, you know, I love milk.
And you can do the whole milk because you don't have you actually have an underweight problem rather than overweight.
Yeah.
But, you know, our ladies, if they're listening, you could do unsweet almond milk or.
I mean, nothing hits me like cereal and milk. It is
all
a childhood.
Non-fat kefir.
I say I'm not emotional, but when I'm having my cereal, I'm in a very happy place.
Yeah.
So talk to me, though, about using.
You're not going to go through your whole day, Dan?
Yeah, don't do philosophy. I want to know your truth. Keep going.
Okay. Well, that's just the thing. I don't remember the rest of the day. I probably had a smoothie for lunch and then whatever my wife made.
Come on, Danny. Stop it.
We want to know what that whatever is.
I want to know what you had.
It's probably.
What about all your million, trillion snacks that Danny does?
You always carry bars. I want to know everything you ate.
You know what? It's coming to me. Okay, fair. Lunch, late lunch.
What about snack? Cornflakes don't last you, Danny.
No, if you eat them at 10 a.m.
What did you do
They
before
last
10?
Me to my smoothie at lunch.
Why are you eating at 10? What time did you get up?
Probably 7.
Bad.
8, 9, 10? What are you doing, Danny?
Then you didn't have breakfast. 10 was when you were having your mid-morning snack.
Yeah. So you didn't have breakfast. You had a mid-morning snack.
See, because I get up and I just run. I don't mean jog. I mean, I take off into the day.
Oh, I'm sick of telling you about you can take 5 minutes for breakfast. Now I'm starting to get a bit feisty because we've had this conversation before.
It's true.
Danny, you've
now
come a long way.
Now is his floral print starting to annoy you?
This isn't every day, by the way. This was yesterday.
Oh.
It was a bad day.
Oh, so there are good days in Danny's life?
Yeah,
I'll get up and have an egg over toast with the kids, and it's all legit.
So
I'll stop my yelling. Bad days are allowed, but I don't want these happening every day.
Yeah, that's not the habit. But
yeah,
you said yesterday, I have to be honest.
All right, keep
you know,
on going.
And so, all right, so smoothie at lunch, you know, that lasts a good bit, usually to maybe 3:30, 4
that's
o'clock.
That's your regular kefir peanut butter smoothie, yeah?
Yep, kefir, peanut butter.
Chocolate whey.
Chocolate whey, or now strawberry whey, or the plain whey with vanilla and gentle sweet.
Right, yeah.
Because you got to make your own sweet on that one. My almond and honey bar around 4-ish.
And we've totally sanctioned those for Danny because Danny needs that big crossover.
They're a rise bar and it's a crossover, but they're very clean.
Yeah. Very clean. Yeah, two ingredients.
Danny needs all the Danny needs every bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah, almonds, honey, and actually whey protein. Only bar I've found like it so far.
Yeah.
I saw a whole box that gave me a 5 for half price.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Dinner was delicious hamburger meat. Because I could just do the hamburger meat.
Right.
Like I'll grill a hamburger patty.
But Mrs. V did it though, right?
No, I grilled.
Oh, you grilled.
Yeah,
Danny.
Because my family was over. My Mexican family was over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we all had cholula
and
tahini.
So it wasn't Danny, it was Arturo that was
Yeah, my brother, in fact, is in town from Mexico, my half-brother, who I'd never met.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's freaky.
Yeah, and he was at my house
for dinner. That's exciting. You met him for the first time last night.
Second time, because we met for lunch a couple days ago.
Aww,
so I met him for the first time at lunch at Cracker Barrel.
That's great.
That's great.
Does he have a very Mexican accent?
Very. He's very well spoken. You can tell he's...
Does he look like you?
No, he looks like his mother is why.
Oh, okay.
See, I look like my mom and he looks like his mom. So we don't look like brothers. My brother, my full brother, looks just like my dad.
All
so
right.
It's funny to see them together. That's a side note.
Yeah.
So
you grilled the burgers. You had some veggies with them?
Green beans on the side.
Awesome.
Yep, green beans on the side.
Did Mrs. V throw together a salad?
It was some ricey thing.
Yeah,
it was some ethnic kind of rice. I don't know. It was
couscous?
Big. It was big and brown. Big brown rice.
Yeah, she probably put some whole grain there. Mrs. V does well. Yeah. So you had a good meal, a dinner.
I had a great dinner, which actually, because of the heavy meat, it kept me all the way until my fistfuls of Gentle Sweet.
You ended the day with fistfuls of Gentle Sweet.
Fistfuls of Gentle Sweet before bed is my little nookie.
That is so funny. You start off badly, but you totally redeemed yourself. Your lunch was great. Your dinner was great. Yes.
But what about my rig style?
No, I'm not into the rig style.
You mean there's pouring like whey protein that keeps it down your throat? I hate it.
No. I'm saying cornflake thing.
The putting the healthy over the unhealthy.
Yeah, not just cornflakes, but like things that are technically off plan. Because I bet you a lot of people out there are like me. They're hybriders. And do we need to convert? Do we need to come fully over?
You can do baby steps.
Is that
what's
killing our results?
No, because you're doing something better than you were before. So we have to say, good job on that. But you can do better than that, Danny. Mm-hmm.
You can
just a simple choice buying this box instead of that box.
But women that do have an overweight problem, is that like a little fox that needs to be caught?
Thinking that you are doing it because you're doing the
product. Just because you're using the special powder?
Yeah. You're not doing the plan just because you're using the powder.
It's not magic powder.
No, powders aren't plan.
No.
They're just helpers. They're just fun.
Yeah. They make it easy to just, you got to bag
it. They make it easy, but they can't put you on plan.
Okay, so let's do a superfood spotlight.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood spotlight.
Hey, in honor of Danny Smoothies and Serene's kefir greens, and we talk about kefir a lot, let's talk about kefir today for our superfood spotlight. And Leslie, you actually had a question. Come to the microphone, Leslie. We'll talk a little bit about kefir, the health benefits, but let's answer Leslie's question about kefir.
Thanks. So I was buying kefir for my dad. He was recently diagnosed with diabetes, and so we've been doing smoothies, but he's always been buying it. I was buying it the other day and checking the back of the labels. It's Rocka Chocka Wokka with sugar. Like I couldn't find any brand. Yeah, the plain ones, not with the, like the least I could find was like 11 grams, which was the Aussie brand, the Wallaby. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how on earth is this on plan? So I come to my good friends, Pearl and Serene, and I asked them. And apparently there's this double fermenting process that needs to happen. And I've definitely heard that word, but I don't think the average Jane understands what double fermenting is.
You could have those 11 grams of plain, as long as it's plain, so it's not coming from actual sugar, on an E if it's a non-fat.
Yes. And, but let's talk lactose. Let's talk about added sugar. Yeah. Can I talk about those 11 grams?
Yes.
Huh. They are counting those grams from milk, not from cultured milk. So it is actually lower in real life.
So they're counting the original initial ingredients before they ferment it.
Yes.
So is it like how I didn't understand milk at first? I know, because there was like the carbs in the whey, but that's coming from, or I just confused
If you
that.
Look at a bottle of milk, it'll say like 12 grams of carbs per cup. Mm-hmm. And so a cup of kefir, they sometimes say 12 grams or a cup. But that's just because that's the sugar in milk. But they've already fermented it, so I cut that in half at that point.
Yeah, I'd say it's about 6 to 8. We don't know. But then when we double ferment it, we take it home.
But even an S, 6 to 8, is doable.
Right, but we do say to keep the one from the store just in case, because we don't know.
Oh, I agree.
Because it's liquid. Yeah. It's liquid carbs here. They hit your bloodstream faster.
Because it's Greek yogurt's a lot more.
So if it's not solid. Double fermented, we say keep it in an E situation, just you're safer. If it is double fermented, if you want to buy it from the store, take it home. Always do the plain. Unless it's stevia sweetened with a fruit flavor. Take it home and leave it out for another 24 hours, and that will take the sugars down even further.
Oh, it'll take it down almost completely.
Do you like have to like loosen the cap, like the ferment?
I don't.
Well, maybe you could, Pearl. Don't keep it on tight. You could blow.
Mine's never blown.
Okay, good.
After
on
one
mate.
Night, after no.
Okay, I think I understand. Hopefully, I wasn't alone there. I just felt like I was shopping and looking at labels.
No, I don't think you're alone at all. It's
thinking that's a lot of sugar, but it's not.
Awesome question.
Okay,
and then the other thing too, people, is don't think that making your own kefir is rocket science. It's not even a lot of hard work. I'm taking mine on the holiday with me. It's a pet. Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. It's not a big deal at all. It's just as quick as
brushing
your teeth.
This is why your vacations are not vacations. The whole house and you have to work for 3 weeks.
No, the kefir is the easy part, because kefir is the quickest on-the-go snack.
I'm taking
I do a yuck yum.
Zero food.
I already mixed in a quart jar all the yuck yum superfood ingredients all together. So I just do one scoop, add it to my kefir, Whiz, whiz, done. That's my lunch. That's quicker than driving to wherever you're driving for your lunch. Anyway, all that to say is kefir comes from a Turkish word, which means feeling good after eating.
Oh, yeah.
And it really does. Kefir is super high in serotonin. It produces, it's not high in serotonin, it produces serotonin in your body. And so that's, I think, probably the reason why it makes you feel so good. And it's
serotonin produces happy feelings in your body.
It's a prebiotic and a probiotic. Probiotics are the foods that actually give you the good bacteria. A prebiotic actually sets the stage for that good bacteria to nest. Mm-hmm. Kefir, and it's actually a little bit, I don't know if you've realized, but the texture of kefir is a little bit slimy,
more so than yogurt. It. Yeah,
And that sets the stage. It coats the intestinal walls and makes it really a beautiful nesting situation for the good bacteria.
Didn't kefir heal your gut, Danny? Mm. Danny, where's Danny gone? He's gone vacay. I mean, kefir can do what? Now, everyone is unique.
Lactoferrin, of course, and all the wonderful.
Yes, everyone's unique. It's not going to heal everyone's gut, but it can heal a lot of people's guts.
It may have fully healed my gut.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things where, I don't know, maybe it was the kefir, or maybe it was me just going, all right, body, you're done having gut issues, or a combination of both. But kefir seems to do me really right.
And I was whispering to you, and you didn't know what I was saying, but Charlie.
My husband.
Yeah, kefir. Yeah. He had intestinal issues.
Intestinal issues.
He got on the kefs.
And I got him on the kefs, man, and he cleared right up.
And because I learned from your website, collagen heals the gut as well. Absolutely. So kefir and a kefir collagen smoothie is buck wild
and throw
good
a little baobab in there because the tart suits the tart.
Totes. Mm-hmm. I do kefir, collagen, baobab. And then the rest of whatever you want to do for a smoothie, you know, berries, just whatever you do.
Yes. Kefir probably is about 85% of my diet.
Yeah, and
yeah,
double fermented homemade.
And I just open it and talk about a 3:30 snack.
Yeah.
Crack it open, chug a swig, and I'm solid for a couple hours.
So awesome. Okay, see you guys here next week, and we're going to bring it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.